Okay, this is the sworn statement of Dennis Rush. Today's date is November the 9th, 2008. The time is approximately 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. The statement is being taken over the phone. Mr. Rush, would you acknowledge for the tape that you're aware I'm tape recording your statement?
Yes, I'm aware.
Okay. I have introduced myself to Dennis Rush as Bill Branscombe, a private investigator employed by the law firm of Robert Bernhoft, the firm having an interest in an individual that he knows as Troy David Stratus. Mr. Rush, could you spell your name for me, please?
R-U-S-H.
And Dennis is common spelling.
D-E-N-N-I-S.
And you're from Hawaii?
I live on Maui.
Okay. When, where, and under what circumstances did you first meet Troy Stratus?
I met Troy Stratus the summer of 1999. He called me wanting to look at some real estate on Maui. And he liked my phone number, which had a bunch of eights in it, and he just different reasons why he supposedly called me.
Okay, and you were in the real estate business at that time?
Yes.
And did you show him some properties?
Yes.
What kind of money value are we talking about?
Oh, he was gonna buy oceanfront properties, multi-million-dollar upscale properties.
Okay. What, if anything, did he tell you about his personal financial condition?
That he and his family had been in the entertainment business for years, and they were very wealthy.
Did he talk about any investments that he had made himself?
Yes, he told me that he had paid Sony $2 million cash from his personal money for the catalog of Nancy Wilson, which was all her music rights, which he got me involved in opening the Results Productions, which was going to manage Nancy Wilson, and he owned the rights to her music, and we were going to do CDs and tapes and tour around the country, etc., and make her career come back, much like Tony Bennett's career came back probably in 1997 or 8, something like that, when his son brought his career back, and we were going to do the same for Nancy Wilson.
And what do you know, if anything, about the relationship between Nancy Wilson and Troy Stratus?
Nancy Wilson is Troy Stratus' stepmother. She's married to his father. His father has much less to do with him than his stepmother.
Okay. Now, Nancy Wilson is actually established as a jazz singer, correct?
Yes, for probably 45, 50 years, yes.
Okay.
She used to sing with Sinatra and those kind of guys in that day, that era.
Okay. Now, did you ever have any evidence that she was actually aware and part of this, or was this just Troy Stratus talking?
Well, I met with her, with Troy, and with Richard Hack, and a couple other people when I first met Nancy Wilson to talk about the Nancy Wilson project, and was with her at a recording session and with her at a video session, which was all part of the Nancy Wilson project.
Okay. And when you talk about Troy Stratus purchasing the catalog of her music, that by that you mean he actually owned the rights to all the songs that she had made famous in the past?
That is correct. And we were going to reproduce them and put them in a video, etc. And we gave him $1.9 million. And when he had the $1.9 million, he then told us, whoops, he didn't own the rights, and Sony was contesting our Nancy Wilson project. And so, this was all in a period of, say, August of 1999 through probably December of 1999.
Okay. So,
or January or February of 2000, I don't remember, somewhere in there.
Okay. So he represented to you that he had paid out of pocket $2 million
that
for the
correct.
Rights to this music.
That is correct.
And then after he had your investment of $1.9 million, then he, and this came from him, not Sony?
I mean, came from him initially, yes.
And so then he told you that there was a problem.
Yes.
Now, how does that happen? I mean, had he actually bought anything from Sony?
No.
And how do you know that?
Because Sony stopped us from doing the music, according to Troy, because we didn't own the rights. They owned the rights to the music, and we couldn't produce any of the reproductions that we were doing. Any of the new... Nancy was singing her old songs for a new video, and they wouldn't allow us to produce them.
Okay. Now, do you have that from anybody other than Troy? I mean, is this a case where he could have just made the whole thing up?
I believe we have a letter from Sony. I have boxes of things. Yes.
But in any rate, the bottom line is you paid him $1.9 million for something he ultimately admitted he did not have.
That's correct.
And what did you do about that?
Went after him, asked him to pay the money back, which he said he would. And he has continually done so through the year 2007.
Okay.
Through his attorneys and himself.
Did you ever file any civil complaint?
I have a judgment against him for $2.2 million, a default judgment against him, and a default judgment against Nancy Wilson, of which Nancy Wilson settled.
Now, where did you file your civil case?
Hawaii.
Okay.
Then in California.
Oh, you filed it in both places?
Yes.
Where did you actually get your judgment?
I got my judgment originally in Hawaii.
Okay. What happened in California?
Nancy Wilson filed bankruptcy. I went through bankruptcy court with my attorney, and then she then settled with me.
Okay.
And stopped the bankruptcy proceedings. Settle with me in bankruptcy court.
Okay. Now, of the properties that he was originally interested in purchasing, did he actually buy anything?
Never.
Do you think he had an intention to actually buy anything?
No.
And what makes you think that?
Because I have seen since 1999 that's his MO, method of operation, and he does that to many other realtors and to many people. He goes all over the world saying he's going to buy property, and he's worth an exorbitant amount of money, and it has never, never been true.
Do you have an opinion as to why he feigns interest in mega million-dollar properties that he has neither the ability nor the intention to actually purchase?
Because he's a con man, and that's his method of operation for conning people. He says to people... He allures people, making them think he's wealthy.
Well, would... I say a person following this could easily say, well, how could it possibly benefit him to pretend to be interested in buying a property that he was not, in fact, going to buy? But then, in your situation, wouldn't yours be the case in point that would demonstrate that it is through this very mechanism that he meets people who have the financial ability to be potential victims for his scams?
That's exactly what he does, and he's done that all around the world, and in the United States and Canada.
Okay. Do you have any specific information about that?
Absolutely.
What do you know?
Let me just follow through his track records of different properties that he's made offers on. He usually puts in $50,000 initial deposit, makes offers, then cancels before it's time to close or to do anything, and gets his money back out of escrow, or if the, don't even know if the checks are any good, the $50,000 checks that he puts into escrow, but he always cancels. He's never bought anything. And all one has to do is look at his credit report and look at any, look at records if he's ever owned anything that's public. He, what he does is he has other people put things in their name and has other people go on the line and always cons them and always gets the money and always runs away.
Do you know anything about what he specifically did in Canada?
Well, I know that he had offices there. I know that he was, he had a landlord there that he was trying to, he was telling that he was going to buy the whole office building, and then he ended up not paying the rent, and I know the landlord was after him, and I know there's people in Canada that you can talk to verify that.
Now, you actually put a web page on the internet to alert people to who this guy really is, correct?
Yes, I did, and still own it, TroyStratos.com.
And has he made an effort to get you to shut that down?
Oh, absolutely, and I won't do it because many people over the years have been warned. I get thank yous, email thank yous from people. Or people will call me and ask me about them, and they'll thank me because they didn't invest. Or the people that have invested with them and go online and see it want to call me or talk to me and find out how they've been taken over the years.
And
he always lies.
And in when did you first establish the website?
Maybe 2000, 2001.
And so it's been up maybe 6 years?
Something like that, probably, yes.
6-7 years. In that period of time, how many people, just generally speaking, just to kind of put a number on it, how many people have contacted you through that website to say either that he was trying to scam them or that he had scammed them?
Oh, gosh. Poor friends of people, 20 or 30.
How many people have
maybe more than that? I don't know.
How many people have contacted you to tell you that they had perfectly legitimate deals with Troy Stratus that went the way they were supposed to go?
Never. None.
Okay. Any doubt in your mind that he's a professional con artist?
None.
Okay. Now, the, when you say you first met him, I'm going to go back to when you first met. You say he was with Richard Hack.
Well, when I first met him, he was alone, but he was staying with Richard Hack in a condominium on Maui. And they were writing a TV series called Plantation, which was going to be a kind of a Dallas kind of series situated on Maui.
And were they looking for investors into that or anything like that?
Yes, they were, but he got me involved in a different fraudulent scheme, a different con, which was the Nancy Wilson Project.
Okay. Do you know if anybody in Hawaii actually invested in or got involved in the plantation thing?
There were some minor people that, I know some people on Maui that invested with him and lost money, yes, but I'm not sure if it was plantation or not. I think it was.
Do you know if this plantation thing ever got off the ground?
No, it did not.
The total time that you actually, I mean, obviously you've had...
Let me say one more thing. Since 1999, I know of nothing that has been successful for Troy Stratus, anything that has ever gotten off the ground. In all of his con schemes, none have ever done anything.
Now, obviously you've had contact with him for a lot of years. How long were you actually involved with him?
I would say from June or July of 1999 through, in an active basis, February of 2000.
So So you're talking less than a year.
That I was actively involved with him and not chasing after him to get money, yes.
Okay. And during that period of time, did you have occasion to travel with him, to see him on a regular basis?
I traveled with him a couple times, or met him in places, yes, in Los Angeles.
Did he spend a lot of money? How did he live?
He always spent a lot of money, and I have no idea where he gets it. He always came across as being a very wealthy individual, always staying in top places, spending a lot of money, and showing off.
Did you ever have occasion to be with him at any kind of a casino or anything like that?
No, I've never been with him at a casino, but I've been told by many different people that he's a heavy gambler, goes to Las Vegas regularly, and loses a lot of money.
All right. Is there anything that I've not asked you about that I should have asked you about, or anything that you wanted to talk about that I didn't give you a chance to cover?
Well, just that he cons people, done it so many times since 1999, since I've known him. So many people have been conned by him. He's hurt so many individuals, so many families. He has no compassion for anyone, and really, really is the smoothest con man I have ever seen.
Did anybody offer you anything or threaten you with anything to get you to make this statement?
No.
Do you know what perjury is?
Yes.
You're aware that in making a sworn statement, you have an obligation to tell the truth?
Absolutely.
Well, mindful of your obligation to tell the truth, would you swear or affirm that the statements you've made as we have commemorated them on this tape are true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes, I do. To the best of my knowledge, they are all true.
Okay. That will conclude the statement of Dennis Rush. I do thank you very much.
Okay.